Hey, welcome to another special episode of Renzo the Unfriendly Ghost down here in Southwest Florida. I should probably go ahead and go, be real with you guys. A lot of what I'm doing this for is mostly for therapy. Mostly because I talk to myself a lot and don't tolerate bullshit, so here we are. Anyway, so I have this broad that I work with. Oh my god. Like, I remember being 21 years old, alright? I remember being 21. I'm about 29 now. On the cusp. Actually, I am a middle-aged man. But this broad is fucking dumb. I mean, you're 21 years old, you're in and out of a relationship with a guy who's in the army for 7 years. You're just pocket pussy, right? You're the, in case I can't find anybody, I guess I'll settle down for this guy, or this broad, pocket pussy. She can't spell beware. She lives with her folks, parents, and, she's fucking dumb. I can't even tell you. She's fucking dumb, alright? Like, who can't spell beware? Shout out to the comments section there if anyone can prove me wrong. She spells beware as in B-E-W-A-R-E. Right? Right? It's fucking painful. Yet they pay her $14.50 to work in the afternoon, and she can't keep her fucking piercings out of her face. You know? She has piercings. I don't know if I mentioned that. She, can't keep them out of her face. Complains about,
people say you have to, somebody spilled water on me.
Like, are you, no, look. When you're working in a professional environment, nobody wants to see tattoos. I know it's an old hat, but nobody wants to see tattoos. Nobody wants to see piercings, all that. They pay millions of dollars a year to live there, okay? To live wherever you're working, they pay millions. And if they don't want to see a punk in tattoos, then they won't see a punk in tattoos. All right? Tattoos, piercings, all that shit, they want to feel secure. They want to feel welcome when they come home. They don't want to see a punk when they pull up to the million-dollar house. I used to be a punk. I know what it is. I used to skate. I used to have piercings myself. I let them close for a retail environment. Which is sad. So I feel your pain. But if you want to have a job, I mean, You gotta pull them out, cover it up, yada yada yada. You know, use that to go ahead and start your own macrame or marijuana distribution service. I don't know. This surprise podcast is mostly for Renzo the Unfriendly Ghost to go ahead and bitch about nothing. Complain. I use this as therapy, really. So, what do you guys want to hear? What do you guys want to hear? You want me to talk about video games? You want me to talk about anything at all? Hit me up on Reddit, Renzokuken 14180. It's not just my gamer tag or Reddit name; it's also my way of life. So that'll be Renzo. KUKEN 14180. So if you go ahead and play this back, I had a flag here. If you go ahead and play this back beyond the flag, I'll spell it again. You know what? Here we go. Renzo KUKEN 14180. That'll be my gamer tag and general way of getting a hold of me. I used to be my tag on Instagram, but I, you know, fucked that up. And tell me what you want me to talk about. Other than this dumb broad, you can't even spell beware. I'm sorry, guys. She's fucking dumb. I have no tolerance for stupidity. None. Like, not even a little bit. Like, the only person I put up with for his failures is the Papa John's guy, local Papa John's guy. And that's mostly because he is special. He suffered a stroke a long time ago. Yes. You know, like, I'll put up with him. I swear to fuck, I won't put up with anything else. Maybe I have a problem. Maybe I do have a serious problem. Maybe I should be, I don't know, locked away somewhere. Maybe I should be put away somewhere. Long and forgotten from the world. Maybe that's what I deserve. But I don't know. I don't know, guys. Anyway. Oh, shit. I gave you an extra minute or two. Listen, I'm going to be doing Twitch. I'm going to be recording this Saturdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. I'm going to be recording Twitch on Thursdays and Fridays. So hit me up on Renz. R-E-N-Z 14180. We'll go from there. Thank you for listening. Keep it sleazy. And wrap it before you tap it. Need a burrito. Welcome back to another episode of Renzo the Unfriendly Ghost, a.k.a. Listen to a Dude Talk to Himself, a.k.a. Crazy Dude in Florida, a.k.a. Gamer Sage. I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. I maybe get like two or three listens per episode, but it's, you know, fake it till you make it. Hopefully someone will stumble upon my my works and be amazed on Anchor, that site that nobody's heard of. I'm kidding, Anchor. Don't demonetize me. Everybody loves Anchor. You know, again, they're really easy to use. I think that's why I use them so much. So what's new with me? Really not a whole lot. We'll have a GF, but more on that in another episode. I'm going to talk about that here and see how long it lasts before I go jinxing myself. I recently started at another security company. Instead of, you know, I know I had another job before that, but another one, but yes, yet another one. And I'm starting to see a pattern here. These people, they're making promises they, you know, their asses can't cash, and that's mostly because they're trying to get personnel. You know, they're trying to get bodies in here because they're thinking about replacing so-and-so or putting so-and-so out of work or putting so-and-so at this other post that they just got, blah, 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 you know, put you on reserve. And a lot of it is this. I remember the lines were the same between security company B and security company C prior to the hiring process. It's you know, the first guy said, well, this is more of a we don't know you, you don't know us situation. You know, we're just going to start you off and see where it goes. I said, huh. Much later on, I come to find out that I was not, you know, later on, I wasn't given the full-time hours at the post that I was promised, and I was being sent twice a week to the next town over, which is, you know, not something anyone wants. So to find me hours, it was a struggle. It was like, well, do you have full-time? Yes, we do. Well, the post I was being sent to did not have full-time. They had a max of maybe 27 hours, 26, 24, you know, 27, 26, or whatever, you get the idea, 27 hours. You know, you're just there an hour later on the weekends. And I was just like, I'm going to wait and cop pick a minute. Like, I can't do the 32. I can't do this 27. Like, I'm living alone. I'm not married. I'm not living with my parents. You know, I'm my own support system. Where do you get, you know, where do you think that's okay to pay me that much? I would have never accepted the job if this was what it was going to take. And, you know, they were like, well, we just got to find you the hours and you just got to wait. You know, wait is the dirtiest word in a professional world. I mean, granted, if you really, really want the job and if you have a good feeling about the company, like, you know, they're in the up and up, then yeah, go ahead and wait through the 90 days, yada yada, you know, perform your best and then earn your spot. But if you're looking around and you're seeing a whole lot of unhappy faces, you know, you're seeing a whole lot of people who were probably in the same boat you were, who were promised, you know, the managerial position and eventually didn't get it, and then they were told reasons X, Y, Z, and then were told, oh, we'll come back 90 days later, Well, maybe I should specify. Okay, so here's what went on with Security Company B. Security Company B promised me a post like 10 minutes from the house. You know, they told me, oh, it'll be full-time, blah, blah, blah. Come to find out, they didn't have the full-time available, that it was something that was going to have to be worked out down the line because they already had people there who were being supplemented hours from another post. Right? So now I gotta wait until they sort their problems out before I get my problems sorted out. After 2 weeks, I put in 2 weeks with them, and I was sent over to the next town over at least once a week each time. One week, I was sent out to a place called Tuscany Cove. I think I might have covered that in another episode. And yeah, I think I did. I think I brought up how when I got there, when on the phone, the lady sounded fine, and then once I showed my face to her, she became real aggressive or passive aggressive real fast. Kind of like in her mind, I can't believe they hired another nigger. You know, like, you know, like she was upset that I wasn't white, but at least had at least sounded white over the phone, and I picked up on the vibe immediately. You know, her aggressive vibe, and when she sensed that I picked up on her aggressive vibe, she became even more aggressive because she's a fearful bitch, and you know, they get off on scaring other races that they're scared of, quote unquote. I remember I went to I had Thanksgiving dinner with Ashley's grandmother after her grandmother died 1 year. It was her grandmother, her grandfather, a bunch of other people, and then she had said something like, "The men do the dishes while the ladies talk," or some shit like that. So I went to the kitchen with her dad and not her uncle. Her uncle stayed and talked with the ladies, and I was in there in the kitchen with her dad doing the dishes. And then Ashley comes back and says, "Oh, she was joking around saying that she thinks she scared you." I'm like, "You think that's funny? You think her instilling or thinking about it being funny that she instilled fear in your boyfriend was funny?" She's like, "Oh, she's just an old lady," and I'm like, "Oh, but she still got all her faculties." You know, I don't give a shit how old you are. If you're old enough, if you're allowed to drive, you should be held accountable for your words. Nobody should wave that shit off or even give you any special treatment because you're fucking old. You know, if you can drive, if you've got control of your faculties, you know what you're doing. I feel like old people should have an eye kept on them a lot more professionally rather than having been handed everything, like higher paying positions and all that they probably don't need because they're retired and get Social Security. That's another thing that blows my fucking top. It seems that old people get the breaks around here more than anyone else. And well, this is Florida, and it's like you're paying this guy 55, you know, or you bought this guy off the street because he's 55 years or older, and you're paying him higher than everyone else to do less because he's working a day shift. And to pretty much be nothing more than a face. But, you know, you gave that job to a guy who doesn't need it. Like I see a lot of captains out there who are married. Their wives work at, you know, super cool jobs or super high-paying jobs. You know, they're not living alone or their kids are grown and living with them and paying rent. You know, like, they have no need for money. Like, they would pull up driving, like, 2000. Like, I remember Captain Ed, He used to pull up driving in a 2017 Nissan Rogue. I'm still rolling around in a 2006 Nissan Sentra. And I actually showed more dedication to the job than he did by actually moving across the street from the fucking post and paying an insane amount of rent. Oh, but yeah, he's former military and former army and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he's a lot of formers, meaning he, you know, especially former military. That means he's got that Pell Grant to help him with his medical bills. I have a broken jaw that I have yet to fix because I can't afford the $20,000 for the surgery and they want, like, all this other stuff. So you have all these young people who starve, you know, these young folks, well, I'm not very young, I'm 29, but you have all these, you know, these folks who are relatively young or, you know, and kind of hard up for cash, and the only way anyone close to the age of 20, 21 would be like that idiot down at Seaglass, where she just got lucky and happened to be there when they took the post over, and then her friend was working the office and managed to net her $14, $14.50 an hour, $13.50 for everyone else. Which is why when I got hired on for Seaglass, and I got hired on for 12, and someone told me that, they told me, oh, you have to wait. What? The post pays $13.50. You fucked me out of $1.50. Fix it. Nah, you have to wait. What it was is I already approved it, and they were hoping that I would just give up and forget or quit. Because I'm pretty sure if I would have brought it up months down the line, they would have been like, oh, you have to wait. Because I'm pretty sure they're loving that they hire someone on for cheap and that they were getting them to throw away the trash and deliver the fucking papers for them because you don't get a lot of traffic, so that means we don't need to pay you as much. Yeah, but I got to put my entire fucking life on hold to work overnights is what people don't realize. It's like unless you're an absolute insomniac, you're not, you know, if you're working an 11 to 7 or with company C, you're working an 11 to 7, you know, you're not up during the day. You're not up there in the mornings. If you have children, forget about it. You're not taking them to school. You're probably picking them up before you have to come in. And, you know, you might get to spend a little time with your family, but even then, now you're exhausted. And that's why people fall asleep when they do the overnights. Because they're not sleeping until about... Because, I mean, the average person probably wakes up an hour or two before the start of their shift. The average overnighter, especially with the heat down here in Florida, is typically up 7, 8, 6 hours before the start of their shift. You know, and it's not like I want to stay awake after, you know, after I get home at 8, 7 in the morning. Some people actually do that. They get up wicked early and stay awake after their third shift. And after I tried that and was late a couple times because I'd be waking up at 9 or 10 in the afternoon or 10 in the evening, that obviously wasn't going to work out. So, you know, I have to put my life on hold, but, that's not worth, because I don't get a lot of traffic. They think, oh, well, what you do is you slide under the radar and do the bare minimum. Oh, well, yeah, you see why, well, that's why, it's not that, it's the sacrifices I need to make to work this kind of shift to not have to deal with all those people, because I'm not a people person. Well, it's not that I want to slide under the radar, it's that, whatever. So Company B, you know, that's what immediately put a bad taste in my fucking mouth was, oh well, I know everyone there is being paid more than after 90 days. Oh, I gotta get paid less and work harder than these fucking bitches, because you got the patrol bitch who sits in the garage and then she's got to walk around the garage from time to time. She don't have to deal with anyone, not have to talk to anyone, just walk around the garage. Desk bitch barely has to talk to anyone because they have their own cards and so forth and so forth, and if they have to, then someone will come up on the intercom. But from what I understood, the bitch couldn't even handle fucking sitting up straight or taking out her gauges or piercings out of her face in a professional work environment. Jesus, I miss being 21. Oh, she couldn't even handle her appearance, her proper appearance. But since she's a cute young lady, they'll go ahead and, you know, keep her and pay her the big bucks, because that's kind of, you know, she's cute, white, and from Wisconsin, so you can relate to the people, and that's why she gets paid the big bucks. But since I'm not relatable, I get paid bullshit to work harder and do both their jobs. So at Seaglass, at that high rise, I'd have to get up every couple hours. They handed me a schedule. Now, this is what you're doing. This is what you're doing every night. This is how I did. And, you know, you only, you know, the fat son of a bitch who actually wrote the little task sheet he had for me, he'd only work there maybe once or twice a week. So of course he had a task list because he'd be bored all night. Otherwise he wanted a day shift where he could do all that crap, but that religious dickhead. You know, he only had a couple of months of experience in the security field and would talk down to me like I had just started or I had just gotten off the boat. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 3 years, buddy. Oh, okay. So, you know, the rest of the night I spent him telling horror stories. And then it would eventually go into the, you know, the Brasoda mortuary transfer service stuff where he just proceeded to just be a boring dickhead. Anyway, company B's people were just a bunch of morons. I'm talking... everyone I've met was just such a disagreeable, deplorable moron. Not a single, no sign of intelligent life out there. In spite of the company being called that, being named after one of the most prestigious colleges in Boston. Oh, Godspeed. What ended up happening was they put me on hold for a couple of weeks after I disappeared. And they found me a post down in the next town over, which was for $16. But I already had such a bad taste in my mouth with how far I had been disrespected so far that I was stubborn. My anger got the better of me, and I decided not to show up. I think the tipping point for me, the straw that broke the camel's back, was when I'd gotten a call at 5 a.m, a phone call, not a text, a phone call from James. From a guard named James. And he left me a voicemail. A not very intelligible voicemail because I had to play it back 3 times. Because he's one of those black guys who mumbles when they speak. I guess their lips are too heavy to actually form words. I was trying to figure out what her address is. Like, why the fuck are you calling me at 5 a.m? I am not your supervisor. But you know what it was? It was 5 a.m. on a Friday. No, it was 5 a.m. on a Saturday. So the ops managers, who quote unquote don't leave anyone hanging, weren't going to answer the phone for him to tell him where to go. Because when I was told where this post was, I was told, go down US 41 and you'll find it. Just keep going. Just go down. Keep going on the way down. You'll find it. And I'm like, okay, so what exit is that off of? Is it off exit 101? Yeah, if you're taking I-75, it'll be exit 101, and then you take it all the way to 41, and it'll be right there in the corner. I'm like, okay. You know, exit 101 drops off at such and such street, right? Yeah, if you just go up 41, I'm like, what kind of fucking directions are those, dude? I don't have an address for the place. Well, what happened to a pin or an address or something? You gotta look around because there's no such thing as no address. Did you call the guy and figure out where the place was? Did you know the guy, the construction guy, did he give you an address? Because they have to I'm pretty sure half of their idiots are coming out of Immokalee or Lehigh. You're not going to tell them, go on 41 and bang a right. You're not going to draw them a fucking pirate map and tell them, oh, this is how you get there. So, you know, I'd accepted the job And then when that dude pretty much texted me asking me for directions, or he called me and left me an unintelligible voicemail asking for directions, I pretty much resorted to texting him. And he calls me up the next day. He texts me the next day. He's like, it's 6. You're supposed to relieve me at 6, sir. And I'm like, I quit. I don't fucking care. You don't text somebody their fucking schedule in military time. You know? And then not give them directions on where to go. But it'd be the same company who most of your guards don't have a bunch of morons. And then fucking expect me to wait 90 days for fair pay. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I walked away from them. It's kind of dumb because of what I'm about to tell you next. So I go to Company C. Company C takes me in. I go to the interview. I already don't give a fuck because I had already been to this place before and had already been offered something very low. They had a post in Bonita Springs, I believe. and it paid, no, it was in Fort Myers. So I'm living in San Carlos now. It was in Fort Myers and it paid $10, $10 an hour. Or no, it was, no, it wasn't 10. It was like 8:30 something, or 8:30 something, or like 9:30 something. It wasn't even like double digits. 2 years ago, that was extremely low. I'm like, 10:30? Like, are you serious? And they're like, yeah, that's what the post pays. We can't pay you any more than that. Blah, 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 blah. The only things we have are supervisor positions down in Naples. So I go in, I fill out some fucking, I fill out some information on, or do the little assessment on the computer, little personality assessment. And they're like, okay, we'll call you. I leave. I don't get a call back. Because I didn't take the initial very low ball. It was not only 10:30, but it was 28 hours or 32 hours a week. I'm like, absolutely not. Who can? I asked the lady across the table from her desk at the HR at Company C. I'm like, you think that's a living wage? And she's like, who could live off that? Like 10:30 an hour, 32 hours a week. I'm gonna need a second job to supplement that. I told her, I'm like, you shouldn't offer that to anyone. You should work that out. Like, I couldn't in good conscience offer somebody something like that. I would definitely go back to that post and try to. It was, oh no, it wasn't 10:30. It was like 9 something, or 8 something. And then I asked her, do you have anything that pays higher? And she goes, oh, our higher paying posts are in Naples, and they're like upwards of like $10 or $11. And I'm like, okay. Do you have any? And that's when, you know, I filled out the thing and left, and they never called me back. And I guess they figured, at the time, they figured, no, I don't need to, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't need to call them back. Fuck them. He didn't take the initial lowball offer we have immediately available, because obviously somebody quit. Because they couldn't stand fucking being paid 10:30 an hour, probably driving up from Lehigh. And I turned that offer down, and I ended up at Company A, where the guy who was in charge of me, I mean, I'm pretty sure he went through my resume at first and saw Alorica and Walmart. And then sent me to guard those two places. that was the very first two places he sent me to. Was Securitas? Was Alorica for their Employee Appreciation Day, and then to Walmart. The very same Walmart I used to work had asked for seasonal front door loss prevention security. Now this Walmart, even when I worked there, it was ghetto trash. You had people coming in from the ghetto, and you had people coming up from the more affluent parts of the of town, of in that general area, and you had people coming up from Lehigh, and you had people coming in from down south, because that was the closest Walmart to all. That was like a central Walmart for so many years. In fact, we had people from San Carlos Park, like my parents included, used to go to that Walmart from time or. Well. Yeah, they never liked that Walmart because of how shitty it was, but we used to always have to go to that Walmart if we ever wanted to go to Walmart. So, that being said, it got a lot of foot traffic, let's put it in like that, and you have the jail right around the corner, so the very first thing a lot of those people do when they get out of jail, especially because, you know, there are a lot of drug addicts and crazy people. Okay, so there's a jail right there. Then there's a crisis unit right next to it. So you get a lot of those crazies, the first thing they're going to do after they get out is go and fucking go to the store and then try to act hard with the employees because they just got, you know, they're badass now. They just got out of jail. So I used to get fucked with constantly when I worked at that Walmart. Well, at that Walmart, it wasn't so bad. Just people would threaten to run you over because I was a car pusher. But when I worked at that Publix, it was pretty bad. Yeah, I had people we had drug addicts and so forth and all this other jazz asking me the same stupid, where are you from, blah, blah, blah. Many a time I caught the stink eye from a black woman, only to, like, 5, 10 minutes later, get a phone call. How much your crab legs? They're $12.99. When they going on sale? I would check weekly to probably see if you could, you know, there's a newsletter. And if you don't want to come all the way down here, I suggest you fucking find somewhere else to get your fucking crab legs, you dipshit. Shit. I'll tell you what, black people love their crab legs. I mean, there's no other place you can get them, $12.99 a pound. You fucking love them. And the people hyper aware of the fact that you clean the fucking glass every morning would put their fingers, well, not just black people, but everybody, would put their fingers right on the glass. I want this one. And look you dead in the eyes with an angry stare. I want this one.
I want that one right there.
So I purposely reach for the wrong one. See, I can't handle customer service, especially in this town. I did it for 5 years. And a lot of the time, the rejection you get from people turns out to be racial. You know, they don't like your skin color, they don't like your face, they don't like the fact that you're not smiling from ear to fucking ear when you see these people, because my resting bitch face means I immediately have an attitude. You know, that's what it means. If I'm not fucking happy to see you, while freezing my ass off during an 8-hour shift. After having gone through a really bad breakup, actually, while I was at Publix, so I was not emotionally available. I was very depressed. But, you know, people don't care. People don't give a fuck. You know, I catch an attitude from you know, when I go to a store, and that person gets to keep their job. I cop an attitude with somebody while I'm working at the store. I lose my job. Like, doesn't make any sense. That's really my problem. People just can't leave me the fuck alone. That's why I prefer to work the overnights. So, I come to Company C, and they had promised me a supervisory position. You know, they said, well, what we're hiring for right now is a supervisor job down in Naples. The post originally paid $12.50, but we're trying to negotiate $15 an hour. Okay. Because they want a post captain, they know they have to pay for it, so they want 12. They want to go up to 15. I say okay. I walk away from Company B. You know, I leave them twisting in the wind because that asshole had called me at 5 a.m. And that very same morning, I was actually still working at this other place. I just started working for Company C already. I was going to go back and still work for Company B, but. Company C said, oh, well, we need you to come in and work these posts because it'll be part of your training. Well, training for this and that, you know, kind of like our interview process. And I'm like, okay, whatever's clever. But then I'm going to be paid peanuts the entire time while I'm waiting for this post to come up. So my first day, I go to some place called Spanish Wells, and I meet the captain there. His name's Larry. Well, actually, I don't meet the captain. I go in hella early, like about a half hour early, in case I got lost. And I wait for the I wait 20 minutes for the quote unquote captain to show up. I wait a whole 20 fucking minutes. So I'm thinking he probably went home. He probably took the patrol vehicle and just went the fuck home. And then decided to get dressed and come out and see me because there's no way that you were more than 20 minutes away. Anyway, because he lives on the post. The first couple of questions out of his mouth is, where are you from? Are you from here originally? How long have you been here and where do you live? You know, the basic questions when you can't handle that there's a brown person in front of you, you have to try to figure out, well, fuck, I hope he's not Muslim. I hope he's not Mexican. That tells me one of two things. You're racist, or you like to talk about racist things. If one of the first fucking questions is where are you from,
or what's your nationality, so people can guard what they say around you. So I keep it a fucking mystery, or I'm usually the first one to be racist. You know, I try to gauge. Okay, this person likes Haitians very much. Let's see what I say about Haitians, and then boom, yeah, they hate Haitians too. Well, everybody hates Haitians. They make it easy. So, I go into company C. I work the night. I'm driving around with old Captain Larry there, and he eventually has me drop him off about a couple of feet away from his house, and then eventually this dude George shows up, and he's already got a chip on his fucking shoulder, already yelling at me, raising his nose at me, looking down at me, acting like an asshole. And you know, and then he contradicts everything that Larry had taught me to do when we were driving around. Because Larry was the post captain, he told me how he wanted things done. George had only trained there and lives in Port Charlotte, but then George had a way of things that he wanted done. And I said, okay, Larry's way was easier, but you're making me do more work. That's fine. Whatever you feel will help you get out of here faster. Because, I mean, the rest of the fucking night, I just fudged the numbers. I didn't even care. I purposely fudged the numbers. I didn't even patrol that much at one point. I just drove around the parking lot not the parking lot. I made sure to get out of sight of the captain's home, because he lives in one of them high rises or whatever, one of those condos. And I cut off the lights and drove around in circles in one of the neighborhoods just to get the miles up. Very slowly drove around in circles, listening to my podcast. Eventually sat at the stop sign for about a half hour and started driving around again at full speed. You know, it was like 3 a.m. Nobody was going to watch me. Like, who the fuck's this asshole walking around with his lights off? Anyway. Because I wasn't going to drive around for no fucking reason. I don't care if people complain that they don't see me. Like, well, you just went out there when I went by. I kept it inconsistent, as you're supposed to do to stay safe. So yeah, George comes in, and he's a sad motherfucker. I can sense it. He's like 49. He just had a girlfriend that apparently he didn't emotionally understand, and had some shit with. And you know, him being 49, I gave him the best advice you can give a 49-year-old man, because people didn't have feelings back then. It's women feel things differently than we do, and she has to know that you care. You know, you telling her that I'll be here, or just hanging out with her, or cuddling, or being physical isn't enough. If you ask her, and she says she doesn't want to talk about it, don't get upset that she doesn't want to talk about it. You have to be, you know, the thing is, when it comes to women, you have to tell them, I'll be here if you need to talk. Just tell her you're there. Because if you get upset, then you're trying to force her to communicate with you. And nobody wants to be forced to talk, because that's more of an interrogation than it is being there for somebody. Blew his fucking mind. He couldn't believe that that's all it took. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's really easy. You know, empathy is a real, real easy thing to fake. So I haven't heard from him since, but you know, he calmed down quite a bit. We talked more about his life, and then he left. Later on, the new guy shows up to relieve the gate officer. He shows up actually early, so I have to go down there and pick him up. I go down there, I pick him up, and I go down, I pick him up, and he I drop him off. I get back on patrol. He calls me and goes, I'm here by myself. It's my first day and I'm unsupervised. All to do, it's my first day and I'm unsupervised. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's my first day too and I'm also unsupervised. What do you want me to do about it? Oh, I don't know what to do. Don't you keep waving fuckers in until somebody comes to help you, isn't it? Oh, all right, fine. Moron, I'll go down there and help you out. So already there's no signs of intelligent life in Company C. We've got a racist, this thirsty motherfucker, and now we have this idiot that they hired on, this fucking moron. And mind you, I'm not even awake because I had been awake. I had gone in at midnight, and I had been awake since 6 a.m. the day before. So I'm not even alive. I'm like swerving all over the road. I'm dead tired. Eyes are fucking closing while I'm driving. And now I got to go back to the gatehouse after I drop this kid off because he doesn't know what to do. So we're there. We're hanging out. I'm processing cars because this fucker can't take people's passes and scan them and hand them back. That's all he needed to do. That's all I did while I was there. Beep. Hand it back. Open the gate. What's so hard about that, bro? What is so difficult about that? No, you're fucking retarded and you need someone to be there to show you how to do it. Nobody, you know, I got dropped off at, I had to start at Glenview. And I had to figure that shit out myself. I mean, granted, when it came to the golf stuff, I just needed somewhere specific to put them in. But apparently I don't need to put them in by, I never needed to put them in by resident. I just put them in by pro shop. That way the pro shop has the information of who came in and when. And, if there's any issues, they could call me. That way it all goes to one place instead of a bunch of different places. And they're not like, oh, these people are all unauthorized and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, if you don't want me to put them in just pro shop, fucking, I don't know. So I did that. I did it that way. But, you know, it's figure it out. Figure it out. I flew by the seat of my pants. He couldn't handle 10 minutes flying by the seat of his fucking pants. Okay? Okay. So I help him out. Mind you, it's my first day. I'm already supervising somebody. Then his supervisor shows up, the lady who works the first shift, and she does a typical nigger behavior of fucking just driving up and not even looking at you, just staring forward. Like, not a wave, not a smile, nothing. I go pick her up. I say, good morning. Like, okay. And then I go to park next to the gatehouse, and she goes, why'd you park here? I'm like, oh, so you're speaking to me now? This is where I parked last night. Well, you can't park here because someone can come hit you from behind. I'm like, they got all that space over there, but whatever, fine. I'll go the extra mile and park behind the guardhouse because you want to. I have to piss, but whatever. And she calls me later. She goes, you know you can leave at 7:45, right? And I go, well, I'm here scheduled till 8. Then you can, what do you want me to do with the car? No, you can park it behind here and walk back. If I really wanted to be an asshole, I would have just left the car in a parking lot and then tossed her the fucking keys and called it a life. But I actually did the good guy thing. Took the van back to the gatehouse, handed her the keys, and then walked my stupid ass back to the property after working all night to go get back to my car. So now we have racist, thirsty, stupid, the old Haitian lady I could barely understand, who wants me to put George in her mailbox. And this dumb, ugly bitch who, let me tell you something. If you're ugly or if you're fat and ugly, you can't have an attitude too. You gotta have something going for you. You know, fucking learn a dick joke or something. You know, if you managed to trick some dumb fucker into fucking you while you were in your prime and that's what you turned into, congratulations. But, I mean, you can't be ugly and mean. You'd be phased out. I'll tell you what. I would not have kids with anybody who was fugly and had an attitude like that. But I'm sure she's got her and hers. And then I had to go to some place called Glenview after that for a couple of weeks, to cover someone's vacation. But, and the only person I liked there thus far was Paul, because the guy Bill I met, he had very passive aggressive dickhead too. And then this old lady named Paula I met last Monday. She trips me up. I get there, I apologize for being a little late. And she goes, what's your name? After some silence, after I talk to her, what's your name? And I go, Bill. She grabs the schedule. Are you Bill Rodriguez? And I'm like, yes. And then she goes, oh, my turtle. Oh, there you go. You're fine. And then she goes, and she just leaves. Not another word. Are you Bill Rodriguez? And then she just leaves. Like, why did you need that information? What is your malfunction? I don't understand. Whatever. Are you going to complain about me? Do it. I dare you. I'm not going to be here for much longer anyway. No. I've already got the vote of the men. Granted, I'm not going to get the positive vote from this old lady, who is probably very racist, who can't handle the fact that someone is brown. So I see her today. I come in at 11:30. I came in at 11:30 last night. I see her. I don't even look at her. I go, I park my car, I'm getting dressed. She comes out of the guardhouse to put her lunchbox in the van. I'm like, is there somebody in the guardhouse right now? And she goes, no, I just stepped out for it. I'm like, wow, unfucking believable. You couldn't wait 22 minutes to put your bag in your van? I mean, now someone pulls up, they're going to see you walking out of the bushes and going to think that we're not guarding the place proper. Granted, if someone caught me doing that, I'd be reported right away. Oh, I pulled up to the gatehouse and your Negro pulled out from the shadows. He wasn't in the guardhouse when I pulled up there. He was out there hiding somewhere, probably smoking crack. You know, I'd get some shit like that. But, anyway. So, 2 weeks later, dude's coming out of vacation. I called the supervisor at security company C. I asked him, hey, so what's the dealio with the job I applied for? We were supposed to go in a meeting this week, but the guy's on vacation. I could not believe my fucking ears. Vacation? I've already put in 2 weeks of work with you guys. What happened? What do you mean he's on vacation? When's he coming back? Well, I'm trying to figure that out, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so what, am I just out of work until you guys have that meeting? And he tried to find me a post out in some place called Burnt Store Marina, which was an hour away from me. An hour. Could you guys imagine leaving an hour, hour and a half early from work before you go to work? Yeah, me neither. So an hour for possibly less than $12 an hour. And that's what I hit him with. I'm like, because I asked him, like, hey, did you find me a post? He goes, well, I found you one, but you didn't want it. And I go, who would want to drive 2 hours every day for less than $12 an hour? That's not what I applied for. Or what I left company B for. That's what I sent him in text message verbatim. I didn't get a response. Because he knows he fucked up. Either he fucked up or he lied to me. So this is a prime example of why I say wait is a bad word professionally. Wait means I don't have it, or I'm gonna find an excuse to not give it to you. But I'm gonna have you on as reserve, because from what I see of all these unhappy faces, I'm thinking that that's probably what happened to a lot of them. They came in looking for that specific job. They came back with, I got a couple of reports about your attitude, and then they didn't get the job. I had to work a double on Monday. That's why yesterday. I had to work a double yesterday because the morning relief didn't show up. She called, I got a text message from my supervisor at 5:53 in the morning asking me if I can stay and work a double on a busy Monday morning. Was it Monday or Sunday? Yeah, it was a busy Monday morning. So, you know, I went ahead and did it. Then I had to be back later on that night. Because, see, that was a 8 to 4 shift. Then I made it home by 5. Because it was a 38-minute drive, and I had to stop somewhere for cigarettes, because God knows I needed them, even though I vape. Made it home, slept for a total of 4 hours, and then when I got in the car to go back to work, to drive all the way across town to go back to work, my eyes were tired. My eyes were puffy and tired, and every headlight on the way there like bothered me so much I had to throw on my glasses because they're UV protected. Like you know you're to the point where you're to the point where you've gotten literally no sleep because of XYZ, and then you get up and your eyes are still tired, and now the lights are glaring as if you were drunk. Yeah, that's what that felt like. It felt a lot like that. So, if I have anything to tell you, my fellow ghostals, wait is a dirty word. If you're going in for security and they tell you that the post isn't ready, the post that you want isn't ready, and you already have a job, don't leave the job you already have, because that's faster pay than what you're going to get out of the job you're going into. Don't wait. It's either you have it or you don't. If you don't have it right now, call me when you do. Make sure to ask all the questions when you get to that post. How much does this post pay, typically? You know, if they don't tell you, then you know, something's up. Keep asking the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. Somebody will eventually answer you how much they get paid an hour. If it's lower than what you're getting paid, quit, because you just got taken for a ride. Or start looking for other more gainful employment, because they just took you for a ride. And they're going to keep you there until they find an excuse to get rid of you, because they're not going to want to pay you more. The whole point of you being there is you're cheap. They want to make that extra $100 a week off you. You know, to make up for the $14.50 that dumb bitch is getting paid, because that's what her friend set her up with. So suppose pays $13.50. Pregnant girl gets paid $13.50. Dumb bitch gets paid $14.50. I got paid $12 to make up for dumb bitch's $14.50. Well, they dropped me a whole $1.50 to make up for what they were losing on her. So be wary, especially if you're Hispanic living in Florida. People will seek to take advantage of you because they think that you're not educated. They think that you're dumb. They think that you're XYZ, you know. But I am literally the only guard I've met who actually has a degree. I'm the biggest waste of intelligence I know in the security field. Granted, I'm not a former cop, and I'm not former military. So I don't have the critical thinking skills of yada, yada, yada. But you got to understand that those people probably don't have it either. They have to, a lot of the time they don't. They have to confer with all these other folks like Mike over at Company B. He had to constantly, oh, I'll talk to you later, or I'm in a meeting, or I'm in a this, or I'm in a that. You know, he kept putting me off, probably because he'd either talk to the boss and get a response he didn't want, and then figured that I shouldn't call him back because he didn't want to deal with it, or wouldn't even answer any of my calls, but left me twisting in the wind. They effectively soft terminated me for having a doctor's note, which actually I should call their corporate about that. Which I kind of did, because I called them and I said, hey, look, it's been a week. They left me out of action for 2 whole weeks. I don't know, it's unacceptable. That could have been a month's rent right there for what Ramco was paying me. That's neither here nor there. Anywho. I guess I'm going to put the advertisement here, or in that last part over there. And stay tuned. Probably going to be doing episodes twice a week. I don't know yet. I don't really care. There aren't a lot of people listening anyway. Keep it sleazy. This has been Renzo the Unfriendly Ghost signing off.